In Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara started out by telling us that there are four different ways that we might be able to see a remez from the pasuk that the term pri eitz hadar actually means an esrog. First, it says pri eitz, so we dashin that it's got to be something that eitz shatam eitzo pir yoshav. It has to be a kind of tree that the wood tastes just like the fruit, so that has to be an esrog. It can't be a pilpulin, it can't be a peppercorn, because it wouldn't be possible to hold just one peppercorn and still have minkra l'kichasa, still be holding it in a recognizable way, and you're only supposed to take one pri eitz hadar, so it can't be that you take many peppercorns. That's why it's got to be an esrog. Second possibility is that the word is not hadar, but rather should be read hadir, as in a corral, that just like a corral has the smaller animals born while the older animals are still there, so too the type of tree that an esrog tree, that a pri eitz hadar tree is, must be the type of tree that the smaller ones grow in while the bigger ones are still there. So that's got to be an esrog. Third possibility is al tikri hadar ella hadar, that it's a type of fruit that's dar b'ilana mishana l'shana, that lives in the tree from 1 year to the next. And the fourth is Benazai says al tikri hadar ella idur, that it's a lashon of mayim, that it's something that's gadol al kol mayim, and an esrog tree is gadol al kol mayim. The Gemara then has a discussion why it is that an esrog of orla is pasul. So is it because ein bo heter achila, that an esrog has to be something that's mutter to eat and orla is asr to eat, or is it not just does an esrog have to have a heter achila, but beyond that it also has to have value, it also has to have a din mamam. Everyone agrees it must have heter achila, l'maskana sagamara. The question is, does it also need to have a din mamam? So for instance, chuma tameya has a din mamam, because you can use it as firewood underneath a pot, but it does not have heter achila, so that would be a nafkamina. The Gemara points out that there is a machlokas from Meir and Chacham in Gan Shas about Maiser Sheni, whether Maiser Sheni is fundamentally Mamon Gavava, it's Mamon that belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's just like Rosh Baruch Hu allows us to eat it while we're in Yerushalayim, or it's fundamentally Mamon Hedyot, and it's just that it's fundamentally our money, it's just that we're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So Gemara points out there are three major nafkaminas in this machlokas. One is an Esrog Shel Maiser Sheni. According to a mayor, one cannot be Yotze with it on Yantiv because it's not yours, it's Mamon Gavava. According to the Chum, you can be Yotze because it's mamon hedyot. Second nafkamina would be matzah of maaser sheni, where again it's not yours, and matzah we learn from that it has to be lachem, it has to be yours from a gzeir shava between matzah and challah, and that's the third nafkamina is challah. What if you have an isa shel maaser sheni, a dove of maaser sheni? Rameir would hold his pata from challah. The chacham would say it's chayiv in challah because it says ariso seichem. In fact, the gemara even has a havamina that the fact that it says ariso seichem twice would be an extra emphasis that specifically by challah it more needs to be yours than by anything else. The Gemara then has a machlokas on Amud Beis about truma tahora. The machlokas, what the problem is, why it is l'chadchila one is not supposed to use an esrog of truma tahora. After all, truma tahora has heter achila for kohanim. It has a din mamon. So what exactly is the problem with truma tahora? So two possibilities: either that it's machshira, that you're going to be machshira l'kabel tuma when you take a wet lulav and put it right next to the esrog of truma tahora, and we don't want to risk being machshir lekabel tuma, or mneishem afsida, just handling it so much is likely to ruin it, and we don't want to be mafsid the truma tahora. The nafkamina between them would be if you make truma the whole thing except for the outermost layer, so the part that you're being mafsid then wouldn't be truma, but the whole thing would become huchshir lekabel tuma. The Gemara also has machlokas why it is that the Mishnah rather had a machlokas about demai, whether you could be yotzei with an esrog of demai. So the Gemara tries to explain that the machlokas is about whether demai has a heter achila. Beis Hillel holds it does have a heter achila because Beis Hillel holds ma'achilin es ha'aniyim demai ves ha'achsaniyim demai. You're allowed to give poor people and guests demai. So since you always have the option of being mafker everything you own and becoming a poor person, so it has a heter achila. Whereas Beis Shammai holds ein ma'achilin es ha'aniyim ves ha'achsaniyim demai. Being mafker everything you own is not going to help. We're not allowed to eat demai. Nobody's allowed to eat demai, and therefore it does not have heter achila. And then the daf concludes with a brief discussion about the various psulei esrog, physical psulim of an esrog, and it tells us that if chazazes, if there are boils that grow on two or three different places, then even if it only covers the minority of the esrog, it's considered a menumar, it's considered a spotted esrog, and it is pasul.